Okay, we've got to put this on fast track today because the time has changed and I've already had my soup. Oh.
It's on the fast track.
On the fast track. And, you know, there is no jeopardy as we record on Sunday, so I can be in bed right after the news. So
why are you
sprung forward? I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did notice that when I snorted up for an extra hour.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
You know what? It really needs to happen more often.
You know, I hear that train. Is that the hobos out back?
They're out back right now.
Speaking of the hobos, I don't see the Jari hobo.
He's in the shower. So,
all right. Well, let's get it started.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh, man. We have...
Well, hello, everyone, and the stranger in Big Fatty's house, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday,
Jonathan,
the 7th of November, 2022, in the bone weary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Vatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the I've had enough, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And joining me today is Young Jonathan. Hi, Young Jonathan.
Young Jonathan is here. He says he doesn't know me. I said, yeah, he does. You are over.
I know him. He was over here the other day, right?
Right.
Yes. Right. We'll get to that in just a moment. You guys joining me today and joining Young Jonathan and I today. He's got on his work clothes. Oh, dear Lord, there's been an incident. It's always off the rails. Joining Young Jonathan and I today is the one, the horrifying one. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
He can't help himself. Hi, Young Jonathan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How's it going?
Hey, man.
Y'all,
hey,
I guess
man.
We should...
Hey, man, I'll be back in a minute. I gotta go fix me a cocktail.
I'm about to do that right now.
Well, you should. You should.
You can go do that.
Yes, you should. Y'all, it is. You know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
We need to take it back.
Oh.
Y'all, it's been a week. So it's been quite a week. I don't remember exactly how we ended. But did everyone like last week's little show? The little Skulloween intro? Wasn't that?
It was so good that Miss La 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 Lauren left the country.
Ah, right, right. I think she had left the country prior to that. At least that's what I'm telling myself. Right. But y'all, and we did not talk about any lady stink. And that's something that Young Jonathan, you know, he's really the one who could answer Archer's question about the lady stink.
The lady stink.
So we might have to ask him later.
Well,
but,
you know, when you have an expert on premises that's having a cocktail, the lips are gonna go.
Oh, I know.
I'm a little tipsy already.
Shocked.
Shocked, I tell you.
Now, by the way, he's the only one that can see you.
Right.
Cool. So it's not being videoed to the world.
Right.
Now they can
right.
hear you.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, so, yeah. We can hear him, but they can't see him. But y'all, I can. So y'all, last Monday, the day that the show posted, it was Halloween-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was.
And as is the long-standing tradition that apparently I took a year off from last year, which is when all the shenanigans happened, I showed up at the villa with 18 pounds of chicken nuggets.
Y'all, this was the biggest. He says, oh, it's two dozen nuggets or something like that. Y'all, there must have been 400 nuggets in this box.
Yeah. I swung by the Von's East on my way out of work and picked them up. And I mean, it didn't. I looked in the box because they were trying to short us the sauce. Now, after tasting the sauce, could have definitely shorted us the sauce.
No.
But
even though there were plenty getting sauced here without the sauce.
But y'all, I made it up to the villa. There was a lady she was bent over in the middle of the alley behind the villa with her butt in the air. And she saw me coming because I saw her eyes between her legs, and she just stood there.
Now, was there any lady stink?
I don't know. I had the windows up in the jalopy. Okay. But went on in. I came in Big Fatty's back door. And put the nuggets down, and y'all, young Jonathan was out on the veranda.
Unexpected. I was not expecting him to come by, but evidently he unexpectedly had the evening free.
Decided
to come by and enjoy the hot dads with the rest of us.
Right. Although we missed most of those, I think you will say, because we ended up inside. But y'all, we were sitting there a little bit, and then in comes the jar. So
in comes the, now. Wait a minute. Here's the thing. The jar parks in front.
Well, no, he didn't. He parked about a quarter of a mile away. I had to drive him back to his car. But yes, but yeah.
Anyway, he's coming down the sidewalk, and he turns and comes down the sidewalk.
You're talking about him?
Into the villa, and Jonathan goes, "Holy fuck."
Oh, well, that's how I react to the jar walking up most days.
He elicits that sort of response from the straightest of men.
Right. I think the one thing that people don't expect about the jar is, since most people don't know him, y'all, he's a big man. He's not a little person. No. I think we called him Little Larry, but there's nothing little.
That's why we call him the jar now.
Right. There's nothing little about Little Larry, and so about the jar.
I know that there are those that are saying, now you say there's nothing little about the jar.
Correct.
Okay.
I do say that. No. Nothing little.
He's saying that other part is not.
No, I'm not saying that's true or not. I'm saying as I told young Jonathan and the Nip on Monday, that is not my business to tell. But if you touch it, I'll cut your hand off. So,
there was some trying to touch it. Right.
Well, young Jonathan was not that person. But then we're sitting there, and we were a little lewd for children. Not all of us, some of us. I'm not pointing any fingers. Then, y'all, the Nip, here comes the Nip. Now, the Nip, I'd say he comes walking up, but he was not walking as much as there was a little bit of a stumble.
It's more of a Frankenstein walk.
Right. Y'all, he came from the opposite direction of his house, too. That was the best part. He came from the opposite direction of his house with a basic white girl tumbler of red wine.
Yes.
Which I know was full.
Tumbler.
Oh, like I said, a basic white girl tumbler of red wine.
I'm sorry.
Which I know was full. It's 24 ounces, yes. Yeah, 24 ounces, which was full when he left his house, which is two blocks away, and it was...
The Big Gulp.
It had a quarter of an inch left in it when he got there, so if that tells you anything. And y'all, we're all sitting there, we're just laughing, we're joking, making Big Fatty uncomfortable. And then here comes... Y'all, through the bushes.
Literally through the bushes.
Here comes young Nicholas.
Who we also were not expecting.
Correct. And so I'm sitting there on the glider with the jar, and I was like, oh, shit's about to get real. Like this is I think you thought we were just having chicken. Now, by this time, this is hours into this. And it wasn't, because we were only there about 2 hours. But it felt like hours. Y'all, no one had eaten a chicken nugget at this point.
Right.
But Big Fatty was out of wine at this point, and bourbon. Yeah. So at this point, there was no Jack left, and there was no wine left.
Well, actually, there was. It's just I wasn't going to tell y'all where it was.
Oh, well, I mean, I know where the good stuff was. You've got a little less of that right now than you did. Okay. Yes, as he points to himself back there. Yeah, it's not a big secret. Putting it beneath the liquor cabinet is hidden. But yeah, no, it's fine. We made the Nip go get us more wine.
But he needed to be accompanied.
Right, he did. Yeah, it just got... Well,
sad.
I don't know. Well, a little bit. I mean, so, but it was fine. We had a good time, and we the jar and I left. I think y'all were all. I think young Jonathan was still there, and the Nip. I think young Nicholas had left before us, but y'all we left.
Right.
We got over to the and y'all. The jar lives right down the street, but we drove.
Of course.
And
a little more than right down the street.
Yeah, I mean it's a solid 10-minute walk, and y'all, we got there, and I got inside the pantry, and the jar said, "Well, that was interesting." And I said, "You know, whenever we're out and about on Fridays, and I say, oh, we can't go to Big Fatty's because it's Friday at Fatty's." I said, "Now you know why." And he was like,
"Right,
I'm good. And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "And those weren't even the terrible friends." Oh. I was like,
wow, I feel honored.
You should. So we had a good time. It was lovely, but needless to say, we got into the pantry, and I laid down because I was bone weary, looked at my phone, and it was about 7:15.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now that it's standard time, 7:15 is midnight.
Correct. So, we had a good time. We had a good time at the villa, though. It was a crazy week. Otherwise, it was old coal miners week. Y'all.
Right.
Thursday afternoon, I get a phone call. And I wasn't at my desk. My phone was. I wasn't. And y'all, it's from Big Ed.
Oh, Big Ed.
So
coming
I called
for old coal miners week.
Well, he was not supposed to be. So I called him back and... And he said, "I'm coming to Old Coal Miners Weekend." And I said, and this is Thursday about 1:00. So and he said, "You know, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that?" And I said, "Sure, whatever. Don't care. Great." And so I texted, and he was like, "Oh, please invite the jar." And so I texted the jar, and the jar was like, "So he's on his way." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "So are we having dinner tonight?" And I said, "Well, he lives 3 hours away." And he said, "Right." And I said, "So he'll be here sometime tomorrow." So, because, you know, like...
That's Big Ed.
That's Big Ed. And so, y'all, he got in. This was Thursday. He ended up getting in Saturday morning about 8 a.m. So, had a great time at Old Coal Miners Weekend. There was an incident at the coal mine with the horrible one. But we had a lovely time. And then we went out to dinner on Saturday night with Big Ed and his nephew and his nephew's son.
Fantastic.
Whew. Y'all?
I'm exhausted.
Did you remember
to fall back? Did you set your clocks back?
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I did because I woke up 12 hours later.
Did you not set yours back?
I was an hour and a half late to work today.
And that's with the time change.
Right.
Yes.
Correct. Y'all, the young Jonathan is nothing if not responsible. Y'all, I had gotten Big Ed some tickets, some VIP tickets, shall we say, to the old coal miners event. And one of them was mine. It was my all year long VIP.
Coal miners.
Yeah.
VIP.
All access, yes. If you will. And I said, "Look, I need that one back because next weekend is another old coal miners weekend." And I said, "So I need it back." And he said, "Okay, sure. I'll bring it to dinner." So y'all, we got to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
"Well, I don't know where it is." And I said, "Okay." So this morning, Sunday morning, y'all, he called finally about 11 a.m. in the morning. They'd just gotten up. They were just exhausted. wanted to go to brunch to give me my ticket back. Which, Big Fatty, guess where we went?
You went to Momo.
No, we didn't go to.
Oh,
young, no, we did. We did not go there. People would have known if we had been there. Yeah, we went to the grit counter.
Oh,
over there. I know. Where
yeah.
Have you been there?
I have.
It's good.
It's really good.
I thought it was. Okay. Well, so young Jonathan knows a thing or two about the food. Yeah, I thought it was every Food Network chef's trick thrown into one bowl of grits. And I was just like, what in the world? Y'all, I bought brunch. It was $100 for four people to have grits. Like, it's fucking grits. And I mean, it was fine, but it was about three times as much food as any one human being needs per serving. And of course, everyone had to-go boxes, which they ain't going to eat.
Wait, there are four. Evidently, there are four celebrity chefs in the grit community.
No. Oh, there's four kinds of grits.
Four kinds of grits.
Right.
In
the world of grits.
Yeah. Well,
next to the world of M&Ms.
Right. Well, I had the brunch bowl.
Times Square.
Yeah, I had the brunch bowl, which was the giant chunks of bacon and onions and.
I believe those are the lardons.
They are lardons. And like I said, every fucking thing a chef can do to show his talent. And I get it. It was good with the jalapeno cheddar grits. Y'all, they must have a quart of heavy cream in every bowl of grits. A fried egg.
Waffle.
A waffle and syrup. I mean, all in this bowl. All in this bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're in the jars refrigerator right
Sausage
now.
Sausage gravy.
Oh, I didn't remember that. That sounds right.
Okay.
It was. It was the Salmon Gouda. Gravy. It was the Gouda Mornay sauce. Y'all, we're going. The jar and I are about to go to the mill to have cheap drinks and make bad decisions. I can't deal with any more of the bullshit after the week. So
is he out of the shower yet?
I guess.
Okay.
Did you think you were getting a show?
No, I was just wondering if he was going to stick his head in and say hello.
Oh, he's not here. He's in the shower.
I thought he was taking a shower at your place.
No, he's taking a shower at his house where I just left. I've got to go take a shower so we can go out. Yeah. Yeah. No. I just left there. We're going to do that. And y'all, I've got... Big Fatty.
Tell it.
I've got a dermatologist appointment tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And...
Are we expecting the cancer?
Well, 100%.
Okay.
I mean, again. So, I get this voicemail. And it was right after the email I got at the coal mine that we're going to start having fire drills. I kid you fucking not. We're going to start having unannounced fire drills, which I actually laughed out loud at the email. But... I get, oh dear, y'all, young Jonathan is in the background taking selfies with people. I got this voicemail. Yeah, we just want to remind you about your appointment tomorrow. Also, your dermatologist quit. So this will be her last week in the office. So if you don't want to come, we understand. So it's going to be one of those days. It's going to be one of those days.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Enjoy.
I'm done. I'm done.
Should I take a shot for you?
Yeah. Y'all, I love my... young Jonathan would really like my dermatologist. She is she's quite the beautiful late 20s lady with the blonde hair and the blue eyes. So, yeah.
You want to set us up?
Well, she's married. She's married.
That
has not stopped me yet.
Right. That's true. Also, she's leaving town. Yeah, she's moving to Tennessee. Yeah, so
last minute fun times.
Right. There you go. So let's
I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
You can say whatever you want.
You can't say whatever you want.
Well, that's true.
Well.
let's there's something that young Jonathan needs to help us with.
Yeah.
So let's do this. So young Jonathan can hear us, just so we all know.
Yep.
On Archer's little show, not the most recent one, but the one before, he was in the gym in his little, it's a big apartment building, and a lady was on the treadmill next to him. And he says that the ladies, during a certain time of the month, have a very specific aroma that makes him sick to his stomach. Now, I have never heard of such a thing. And Mrs. Lauren wouldn't even comment on it. And Mrs. Bacon called in and said no. But there's an expert in the room, and so that's what we need to know. So,
So Nip has arrived.
Oh, dear Lord. Here. Is his stomach going to enter the frame first? Yeah. So, young Jonathan, what do you think about the female stink? Is this a thing? Now, you need to get up to the microphone because our lady listeners need to hear you. Now, young Jonathan is not a bachelor, but he is very familiar with the ladies.
In my opinion, and from my knowledge, lady stink is a true thing, and it does happen during that time of the month. But, in my opinion, I think it's a very attractive thing, a part of a lady. go fuck yourself. But it's a very attractive thing that I find attractive. Every other man, especially the one who just walked out of here throwing up, does not find it attractive.
Okay.
So
I'm just happy you called me a man.
So there you have it, folks. From a certified expert.
There is an aroma,
but he does not find it to be stinky. He finds it to be attractive. Do you think it's like man scent? Right. I happen to like man scent.
Everybody likes a good man scent. That's how I feel with that aroma that the women project with themselves.
It's pheromones. You know? Okay. There you go. Okay. Well, we've settled this, Archer. It's done. It's settled. No one needs to.
Okay. We've had an expert.
Well, look.
There's only one more thing that can possibly go wrong.
Right. And we don't have any voicemails to play, but we did get some feedback from our last little show.
Okay.
And it started with, don't read this on the air. So we're not going to read it on the air, but we did just want to confirm that Mrs. Bacon does listen to the show. And she loves us more than the BFO. That's all I got.
Yeah, I am on the grinder.
It is... We're going to have to start recording. What time does the Nip go to bed? Because every Sunday, it's a party. It's a party in the recording studio.
He just got up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so we just need to record.
How do you know what he said?
Huh?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's time to play the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, November 7th, in history. And I, of course, tell you who they are, the easy part, and if they're dead or alive, which I sometimes get wrong.
You can go do it. James Cook.
Easy one. James Cook is dead. Dead as a doornail. Yeah, right. James Cook was an explorer way back when, and y'all, he's who the Cook Islands are named after. He explored the Polynesia.
You are correct. James Cook is dead, and he was a British explorer and the first European to explore most of Australia, the Pacific Islands, and New Zealand.
You thought I was going to get that one wrong. Uh-huh.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. The next one is Al Hurt.
Al Hurt. Dead. Just died semi-recently.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm a little gassy.
Would know him from?
He was an actor, an English actor, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted in all sorts of things, but he was recently the war doctor on that Doctor Who. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. Al Hurt is indeed dead.
Mm.
Did not die recently, died in 1999, and he was known as the greatest horn in the world. He played the jazz trumpet.
Oh, I thought you might have been known as the greatest horn in the world. Okay, all right.
You know.
After Brussels sprouts, all right.
Right.
You got another one for me?
Judy Tenuta.
Oh, thank you for giving me another easy one. Judy Tenuta. Judy is alive.
Ooh. Oh,
Judy is alive.
We would know her from?
Judy is, she played the part of Tootie on The Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Back in the in the early 80s. Yeah, with Mrs. Garrett, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Judy Tenuta is an American stand-up comedian and played the accordion as part of her act.
On
and
The Facts of Life.
She died just a few weeks ago.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
we got time for one more?
I think we can squeeze one more in, just like you squeeze one more out. All right.
Right. All right. The last one we got today.
Barely.
Oh. Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock. Morgan is, as far as I know, still with us.
Uh-huh. And we would know him from?
Well, he was, is, I guess, technically an actor. And so, but he was best known as playing the male lead in the Heart to Heart Mysteries.
Oh, the Heart to Heart Mysteries, yes. Natalie Wood was in that, wasn't she?
I think she was. I think she
was. Yeah, I believe that's the only Wood that doesn't float. Anyway, Morgan Spurlock is indeed alive, but he's an American director and documentary producer, and he's the one that produced Super Size Me. And when I saw that, I immediately thought of you.
Well, I can understand why you would. Why, since you're the one who eats at the McDonald's, So, yeah, well, I think I did pretty good there.
You did all right.
Yeah, okay.
Now, my question is, have you done your civic duty yet?
No, I did not vote early. So, I'm going to have to go vote on Tuesday. And, I'm going to do that on my way to work Tuesday morning. So,
okay, so about 11 o'clock?
Right. Okay. I just roll out of bed, stumble to the kitchen.
Okay. Well, and don't stop by the Nips. He'll be sound asleep.
Right. Well, he's voted early, I believe.
He did vote early.
Yeah.
He got his little sticker. You know, he didn't want to go vote early because he's just going to be thousands of people waiting to vote. Well, just going to be in line for hours. Walked right in.
Yeah. I fully expect that to be the case at my local precinct. Y'all.
The Nymph.
Yeah.
The Nymph. Y'all. Yeah, we'll just let that one stay there. The nip, not the nymph.
Yeah, it's a nipple.
He doesn't have any nipples.
Well, breaking news. The nip does not have nipples. Now everyone knows. I've never seen the nip's nipples.
But we don't need to.
But
we don't need to.
You don't want
to
see it.
You don't need. We don't need this conversation to go any further.
Right. Y'all, Big Fatty gave the nip my phone number on Monday, and I felt like we needed to discuss this.
You don't want to talk about it.
Well, we are laying in bed Monday night, and all of a sudden,
I didn't give him your phone number.
And I was like, "What in the world, y'all?" I thought my father had another incident, and I flipped my phone over, and y'all, it's the nip. And
I did not give him your phone number. You must have given it to him. When y'all were making arrangements to water the plants.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did. But I don't remember doing that. And I certainly didn't have his. So I didn't know who I didn't know who it was, but it was the California area code. So I thought that it was appropriate.
Did someone just walk in?
No.
You are a terrible liar.
I thought that it.
Look, his face is red.
I know. You can't see what I see. All right. Well, what a shit show.
By the way, not only is Tuesday not only is Tuesday election day, it is the blood beaver moon. So if your beaver is bleeding,
and you have a female stink,
there may be something going on there.
Yeah.
So, get out and vote. Even
please.
If your beaver is bleeding.
Correct. And
ask the jar if his beaver's bloody.
Oh God.
All right. Oh God. Okay. You know, I can't think of anything worse.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
But now you can. Okay.
Don't tempt me, baby.
Jar has a big beaver.